Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
I love finding out what people are hearing, seeing and tasting because I don't get enough time to do those things myself. I was delighted to be joined this week by none other than astrophysicist extraordinaire Brian Cox.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for your time. Your last tour broke Guinness Book records for the most number of tickets sold. Are you feeling pressure to beat yourself right now?
Well, I want to. My promoter really wants me to because I've spent significantly more money on the graphics and the equipment. I decided that the great thing about being able to play big venues is that it means that I can dream of covering the whole place in LED screens and displaying these magnificent images of the universe that we've got from space probes and telescopes in the way that I think they should be displayed, which is massive. That's what I've done. So if no one comes, then I'm going to have to do some apologizing.
Brian, I've got sort of images of you hunched over a laptop just creating PowerPoint slides, but it sounds like this is a little more complex than that.
No, yeah, I mean, the graphics, I collaborated with some wonderful graphics companies, including the graphics company that developed the computer code for Interstellar, the movie Interstellar. So we've got a journey into a black hole, which is just, I think, the most fascinating area of physics at the moment, because these things, these black holes, they really exist. There's one in the center of a galaxy 55 million light years away, which is actually a nearby galaxy in astronomical terms, which is 6 billion times the mass of the sun. And these things are the end of time in space. And they're posing profound questions about the nature of space and time and what reality actually is. So we've got some wonderful graphics. I've let my imagination wander because I'm a huge science fiction fan. And so part of the show is asking how we came to be here and what is our place in the universe? How did the universe begin? What happened before the Big Bang? But part of it is the future.
You're listening to the words coming out of the mouth of Professor Brian Cox, whose show Horizons is coming to Australia soon, at which you can fall into a black hole. That's not just the ticket booking process, but actually being there in person. Brian, I have three cheeky questions for you, because we all know you so much as a science guy, but I wanted to get to know the real Brian in the time we have. Are you ready for me to just lay on my full-on journalistic skills?
Yeah, I have no idea whether I'll be able to answer them, but fire away. Okay. I'll have a go.
First of all, Professor Brian Cox, what you seeing lately?
Oh, on TV, what am I watching?
Well, you could watch it out the window if you like. It's whatever your eyes are connecting with.
See, I could cheat and it'd be true to say that I have a telescope. So the thing that I love doing is just looking at the planets. I never get sick of looking at Saturn, which is up at the moment. And it's so beautiful. It looks like a child has drawn it. It looks like a kid's drawing, you know. And I've had people look through the telescope who've been almost like moved to tears looking at this.
My next question, though, is a little bit trickier for you. What's you hearing?
I play piano, right? So I quite like listening to great pianists and jazz, you know, I listen to all this stuff. And this music came up, and it was a pianist called Keith Jarrett, and who's really well known, actually. He's a genius. But he was playing live Somewhere Over the Rainbow, which is a song that everybody knows. Right? Everybody knows Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Mm-hmm. But it's on an album called La Scala. And it was just the things that he found in that song. I couldn't believe what he was doing. I couldn't work out what he was doing. It's tremendously melodic, but he was finding things in this song that everybody knows that I didn't think were in the song. It's absolute genius.
Brian, I am so grateful for your time. I have one more question for you. I've saved the hard-hitting one till last, so you'll probably wither from this and not even want to come to Australia after you face this question. What's you tasting?
Well, I'll tell you something. Shall I make everyone envious who's listening? Because way back, years ago now, a friend of mine who's a very famous, one of the most famous Australian scientists, Brian Schmidt, who Nobel Prize winning scientist, who's also a wine connoisseur. He grows his own wine, actually. And he gave me a bottle of Hill of Grace, right, 2005. And a few weeks ago, I opened it, and it was every bit as magnificent as everybody says that magnificent. You know, one of the greatest wines in the world, arguably the greatest Australian wine. And I was really very, very lucky to have a bottle of it. And I opened it a few weeks ago, and it was just awesome.
Don't ruin this image. Please tell us, Brian, that you then were totally drunk. That's when you went to the telescope and listened to Somewhere Over the Rainbow and looked at Sat.
So, Hill of Grace 2005, Keith Jarrett playing Somewhere Over the Rainbow, looking through the telescope at Saturn.
Or whatever you thought Saturn was, having been one bottle of wine down.
No, I think that wines like that enhance your appreciation of nature and do not destroy it in any way. They heighten your senses.
Well, listeners, get a get a bottle down before you go and see Brian Cox live with Horizons, the tour coming to Australia in March. Brian, so fun to chat. Thanks so much for your time and all the best for the tour.
Thank you very much.
That was renowned particle physicist Brian Cox. You probably know him. He's coming to Australia with his new live tour, Horizons, next year. Tickets on sale now.